Here we are in a brand new year, and hopefully 2026 is treating you just right. Mike and Kim along with you, wishing you a happy new year from the good stuff and from this local radio station you're listening to right now. This holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope that you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness. And a happy new year from Lynn and Rick Shippey and staff.
And season's greetings goes out to everyone from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. Enjoy the warmth of the season and the promise of this new year. We're just getting started. And the enduring heritage of the West.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board thanks all of you that visited the Valentine area in 2025. Looking forward to seeing you here again in 2026. Bring your friends back, okay? Don't forget Valentine's Day and the Bull Bash coming up February 14th.
The amazing deck of cards. This is a classic. It was quiet that day. The guns and the mortars and the landmines, for some reason, hadn't been heard. The young soldier knew it was Sunday. As he was sitting there, he got out an old deck of cards and laid them out across his bunk. Just then, an army sergeant came in and said, "Why aren't you with the rest of the platoon?" The soldier replied, "I thought I would stay behind and spend some time with the Lord." The sergeant said, "Looks to me like you're going to play cards." The soldier said, "No, sir. You see, since we aren't allowed to have Bibles or other spiritual books in this country, I've decided to talk to the Lord by studying this deck of cards." The sergeant asks, "How will you do that?" "You see the ace, sergeant? It reminds me there is only one God. The two represents the two parts of the Bible, Old and New Testaments. The three represents the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The four stands for the four Gospels, of course, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The five is for the five virgins. There were 10, but only 5 of them were glorified. The 6 is for the 6 days it took God to create the heavens and earth. The 7 is for the day God rested after making his creation. The 8 is for the family of Noah and his wife, their 3 sons and their wives, the 8 people God spared from the flood that destroyed the earth. The 9 is for the lepers that Jesus cleansed of leprosy. He cleansed 10, but 9 never thanked him. The 10 represents the 10 commandments that God handed down to Moses on tablets made of stone. The jack is a reminder of Satan, one of God's first angels, but he got kicked out of heaven for his sly and wicked ways and is now the joker of eternal hell. The queen stands for the Virgin Mary. The king stands for Jesus, for he is the king of all kings. When I count the dots on all the cards, I come up with 365 total, one for every day of the year. There's a total of 52 cards in a deck. Each is a week. That's 52 weeks in a year. The 4 suits represent the 4 seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. Each suit has 13 cards. There are exactly 13 weeks in a quarter. So when I want to talk to God and thank him, I just pull out this old deck of cards, and they remind me of all that I have to be thankful for. The sergeant just stood there. After a minute, with tears in his eyes and pain in his heart, he said, "Soldier, can I borrow that deck of cards? Please let this be a reminder and take time to pray for all those serving us who have been sent away or on home territory, putting their lives on the line. God bless America, our veterans and troops." It's called The Amazing Deck of Cards, a classic.
Ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Tri-State Livestock News, of course, it is what ranchers read.
Hey, I've got one little joke for the new year.
Okay.
Well, it's talking about our New Year's resolutions. You know, I'm on that new tranquilizer diet. Have you heard about it?
No.
I haven't lost an ounce, but I don't care.
I don't care anymore. If you have something to send to us in 2026, we enjoy hearing from our listeners. Just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.